for a long and healthy life. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by two folks from Edmunds.com. That's right. We're going to be joined in the first half hour by consumer advice editor Carol Locknett, and also joining us in the latter half of this hour will be Inside Line at Edmunds.com editor Ed Helwig. We're going to be talking the gamut here, everything from the Shelby GT500 for 2013 and the 100 most powerful cars. Alongside that, we're going to be talking about the best family cars of 2012. Anytime, you can call in on our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome from Edmunds.com, consumer advice editor Carol Locknett. Hey there, Carol. Welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for being with us here today on the show and talking about something very important, and that is something that you've done in collaboration with the folks at Parents Magazine. It's the best family cars of 2012. Tell us a little bit about this partnership between Edmunds and Parents Magazine.
Well, every year, Edmunds and Parents gets together to figure out the crop of cars that's best for families. And we look at them in several different categories. So this year, the categories are high-mileage cars, budget cars, crossovers, sedans, and large vehicles.
And certainly, when you look at the various sizes and shapes of families, you kind of have to look at a whole gamut of cars like you've done. You can't just focus in on one particular offering.
Right. I mean, and the most important thing for families in selecting a car is to really take an assessment of what their family needs. So what you don't want to do is get a vehicle that's too small because you're trying to save money, or one that's too big because you're thinking, gosh, I need to be able to carry all the kids and all their friends and all our ski equipment, and the reality is you only go skiing once a year. So the best thing for families to do is to really get a sense of what car is going to meet their needs the majority of the time, and not try to squeeze into a car that's too small or go with a car that's too big because you're only thinking about your vacation once a year.
I would imagine safety is of utmost concern when it comes to purchasing a family vehicle.
Safety is huge, obviously, for parents who have, you know, safety uppermost in their minds for their little ones and their medium-sized ones and their bigger ones all the time. So all the cars on the list have anti-lock brakes, electronic stability control, and a minimum of 6 airbags. And virtually all the cars on the list are considered top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. So they're going to perform really well in the event of an accident.
Well, let's take a look at the list that you've come together with the folks at Parents.com and collaborated on this list for the best family cars for 2012. Since you do this on a year-to-year basis, were there any significant surprises for 2012 versus 2011?
Not surprises per se, because, you know, the thing that people forget is that cars today, they're really great. I mean, most cars today are safe. They meet very good, very high safety standards. Most perform really well. We don't see lemons the way we used to. There's no terrible car on the road these days. But the best and the most important thing, again, is sort of trying to match up the family with the vehicle. There's a couple new cars on the list, and the one that kind of caught my eye is the Toyota Prius V, which is a midsize car. It has the stable ride and the cargo space of a small SUV, but because it's a hybrid, it has amazing MPG, and that, in this case, is 44 MPG on the city and 40 on the highway. So that's pretty great fuel economy.
It certainly is, and it's interesting to see how the Prius car has become a brand within a brand. Is now Prius has got three distinct models, the third generation regular Prius, this larger Prius that you're referring to, the V, and now a smaller Prius known as the C.
Right.
I noticed in talking with a lot of New York City cab drivers who are driving the second generation of the Prius that they had a lot of complaints about luggage space and passenger space, but this V incarnation is, like you say, it's more like an SUV.
It is. It has a rear cargo area that can fit a travel crib plus luggage for a weekend getaway. It has a backup camera, a touchscreen audio system, hands-free smart key. The list really does go on and on. But I'm really stunned by how significant the MPG is. It's not as high as the basic Prius, which is about 50 MPG on average, but it's still pretty great. And with a starting price of $26,400, that's the manufacturer suggested retail price. That's a pretty good value as well.
And of course, it's got a lot of bells and whistles, including a touchscreen audio system and a hands-free smart key. So this was definitely a great choice on the list, the Toyota Prius V model. What's another great offering for best family car of 2012?
Well, in the budget category, there are three excellent cars: the Chevrolet Sonic, the Ford Focus, and the Hyundai Elantra. And I've been able to drive all three of these cars, and they really are tremendous. You get excellent fuel economy, even though they're traditional gas engines. You don't sacrifice some key features that people want. In the case of the Hyundai Elantra, it's just really a great looking car. It has a couple things that parents might find particularly useful. Lots and lots of storage space, and in the hatchback version, it has cargo space that can rival some mid-size wagons. The Chevrolet Sonic comes in at less than $14,000 MSRP and will get you 26 MPG in the city, 40 on the highway. And the Ford Focus, which is all new, is a spectacular-looking car. It has some great electronics in it that are helpful for families, including a backup camera and backup monitoring system. It also has Ford's voice-activated sync audio and phone system.
You know, it's amazing to me when we look back at automotive history, you know, some of these smaller compact cars used to be considered penalty boxes, but when you look at what you can now get inside the vehicle, like the Focus or the Sonic, I mean, you can get the leather seats and the power everything, and you're not giving up all the luxury accoutrements that we've all become used to in more recent times. The Focus definitely is a very good-looking vehicle. Hats off to Ford and their kinetic design philosophy that really seems to be really transforming the brand when you stop and think about it. It began with the Fiesta and the Focus, and of course we're going to see it in the Fusion for 2013. It's definitely a good-looking car.
Absolutely. And some families, of course, are going to want the things that you associate with family, which is the ability to seat more people. So we have three sedans on our list this year: the Volkswagen Passat, the Toyota Camry, and the Kia Optima. And then the Optima is not to tout too much, mm-hmm. On the Kia side of things, but and the Hyundai side of things. But the Optima is really a great looking car. So it's great during the week when you have to do all your parental stuff that you got to do. But if it's date night on the weekend, this is the car that you don't have to give up your parental style cred to be seen in.
You know,
it's
that,
a really great looking automobile.
It certainly is. It's always one of my favorites. Whenever I'm out in the highways and byways, being the car geek that I am, I'm always, looking to see what's in the traffic ahead of me. And when I see this car from the distance, it looks, it doesn't look like it's anywhere near in the price range that it is. They've done a wonderful job, the Kia folks, and their chief designer, Peter Schreier, has done a wonderful job in kind of reinventing this brand, because it certainly, both inside and out, is a very upscale-looking vehicle, and it certainly is offered in a wide variety of models. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about the best family cars of 2012 from Parents Magazine and Edmunds.com. You're not going to want to miss it.
Double-sided blues, Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1000. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Do you have a question about the best family cars of 2012? Well, you're in luck because Edmunds.com consumer advice editor Carol Locknett is with us, and she has written an article alongside the folks at Parents Magazine spelling out the best family cars of 2012. We've already named off a bunch of them, and again, would invite your participation or questions if you have any questions for Carol. She's more than up to the task. Matt is standing by to take your call at 855-660-4255. 4261. Another interesting vehicle in the mix here that you've got is a vehicle for Mazda, kind of falls into the crossover category. A very versatile vehicle known as the Mazda 5, Carol.
Right. It is a crossover. It handles and drives like a small car, but it's practical and has seating for six people, plenty of cup holders. There's an activity table between the second row captain's chairs that throws out of sight when you don't need it, and the third row seats fold into the floor for extra space. It's pretty handy.
I got an email question here. This one comes from Thomas. Thomas is in Vermont, and he wants to know about any other eco, high-mileage, friendly family cars that Carol would recommend.
Yeah, there are two other cars on our list besides the Toyota Prius V, and one is the Chevrolet Cruze Eco, which is that's a trim level that's specific to the Cruze that gets you some extra mileage, and in this case, 28 city and 42 mpg on the highway. The Cruze is a great car. It, as we say, it sips fuel like a hybrid, but it costs a whole lot less with a starting MSRP of $19,245. It's got a great ride, lots of interior space, a deep trunk that lets you handle groceries and a stroller. The car comes with 10 airbags and a leather steering wheel and a turbocharged engine. It's pretty great.
Yeah, great value for the money, definitely. What else in the realm of crossovers would you recommend besides the Mazda 5?
The two other crossovers on our list are the Honda CR-V. It's a really terrific redesign. It's reminiscent of a minivan with all of those cup holders that you could possibly want and a gear shift that's situated on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Its standard features include a backup camera, a rear armrest that you can use to keep warring siblings apart, always important, and rear seats that fold flat with a touch. Then the Kia Sorento is the other crossover on the list. Again, a really triumphant vehicle from Kia. It'll seat seven people when you have the version or this trim level that includes an available third row. So the seats are among the widest in the category. It comes in really handy when you need to squeeze in three adjacent car seats, as some families need to do. It has large seat back pockets for kids' books and a rear armrest with cup holders. You can also get an optional V8 for the Kia Sorento, which starts the regular V4 starts at $23,150.
Yeah, great value for the money. And again, the growth of the Koreans in the market share here in the U.S. has been tremendous in recent times, and no wonder. I mean, when you look at the products that they're bringing out along with the extensive warranty, I mean, you can forget about the old Hyundai XL from 1985. Forget that. They've come a country mile from those days, and these new Kia and Hyundai products are truly remarkable. So hats off to John Krafcek and the rest of the folks at both Kia and Hyundai. The two companies are related, kind of siblings, so some great offerings there. Another question here just floated in via email. This one comes from William. William's in South Dakota, and he would like to know about any larger vehicles that Carol might recommend for being a good family vehicle.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be a good family car list if we didn't have some larger minivans and larger SUVs on the list. And among the large vehicles, we have the Dodge Durango, which is a midsize SUV. It starts at just under $29,000. The good news is it'll get you 23 mpg on the highway and 14 in the city. And it has a V6 engine. As we just say in the article, it's cavernous inside. Very, very family-friendly vehicle, even though it might look like a little bit of a muscle car on the outside. It has a roomy second row that seats three kids comfortably. The front center console is large enough to contain a diaper bag, lots of bins and storage nooks to accommodate every family doodad you could possibly imagine. It also comes in an optional V8 engine, which starts, and that would start at about $36,000 in case you plan to tow a boat or a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then also among the large vehicles, of course, there are minivans, and there's two of them on the list, the Toyota Sienna and the Honda Odyssey, both well-known names in minivans. Families will be familiar with these. But they come equipped with all the things that you could possibly want. In the case of the Honda Odyssey, it has endless storage compartments and second row captain's chairs that will slide forward to bring folks in that second seat close to you. And they'll slide sideways also to put some extra real estate between siblings or to make room for three car seats in the middle row. It's all about containment, right? You're
exactly.
on a long trip and people are starting to act up in that second seat. You can also stow the third row seats with a tug, and that gives you lots of room for a week-long summer vacation in which you might be hauling all of that stuff that I mentioned earlier.
That's great. You know, as a late-in-life first-time dad, I've learned a lot about car seats. My daughter is 19, almost 20 months old. But, you know, what really surprised me with the rear-facing car seats is the fact that I'm fortunate enough to get a lot of test cars, one every week. And so many of the test vehicles, when you put the infant seat in, the baby seat in, it takes out the front passenger seat if you fold the basket arm down, which is mandatory in my state here of Massachusetts. So unless you're Danny DeVito or somebody along that size, no one can sit in that front passenger seat.
Yeah, it's one thing that I think it probably bears thinking about because of the variety of car seats and car configurations and latch configurations, which is the anchoring system for car seats. Really a good idea to bring a car seat along with you. Once you've got your list of finalist cars, you know, kind of narrowed down, I think it's not a bad idea to bring the car seat with you to the dealership where you're going to take a test drive and, you know, put that car through its paces and understand how well the seat's going to fit and how easily does it install, because that could be a deal breaker depending on what happens.
Because there's a wide range, I definitely can attest to that. Tell us about your thoughts about another one of your picks, the Volkswagen Passat.
I think the Passat is really a great car. I drove the diesel version of this car recently, and I have to say I was really impressed with everything about it. It is really roomy inside. There'd be lots of room in the back seat for kids to stretch the legs and kick their feet, maybe even without hitting the back of your seat. It has terrific handling. It has a really great touchscreen audio system. It has an enormous trunk. I mean, you could carry so much stuff in there. So, and it looks really great. It's a beautiful car. Its starting price is just under $20,000. And in the standard configuration, the standard engine, not the diesel that I was mentioning, will get you 21 mpg in the city and 32 on the highway.
Carol, we'll wrap up on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're live all across North America, and we're chatting right now with a consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com, Carol Lochnett, who also is, of course, telling us about this story that she worked alongside with the folks at Parents Magazine to put out the best family cars of 2012. And you've outlined some really terrific offerings here, Carol, and of course we can't forget the perennial Toyota Camry on the list as well.
Right. The Camry is obviously a huge and important choice for people. It is the best-selling car, a sedan in America. And it is, once again, a good combination for families with space, comfort, and good handling. In our recommendations with parents, we're recommending skipping the rather austere entry-level model in favor of the LE trim line, which has some nice features for families, including automatic on and off headlamps to prevent a dead battery and digital controls that simplify audio and phone options. And there's plenty of room in the back seat for tall adults who might find themselves back there in case the kids want to ride shotgun every now and then.
That's great. So if folks want to check out this article, is the best thing to do to log on to Parents Magazine?
Yeah, they can log on to parents.com, and if they just put in the search term Edmunds, this story will pop right up. They can also find some information about the list on our site, and in addition, on our site, you can find all kinds of more in-depth descriptions of all of these cars and some great tools that I think families will find useful as they go about making their choices, such as finance calculators that can help them figure out monthly auto payments, Also, we have a great tool that I think is really imperative for people to use before they buy a car, which is called our True Cost to Own tool. And that'll really show you over the 5-year lifespan of a car what it's going to cost you, not only in terms of the purchase price of the car, but also in terms of maintenance, any repairs you might encounter, insurance, and all those other things that are a part of car ownership, to say nothing of the cost of fuel as well. So that's a great way to kind of look down the road a little bit and see, is the car a smart choice not only for you today in terms of just how much you're paying for it, but how much it's going to cost you down the line.
Well, Carol, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the broadcast. We look forward to getting you back on this show and other shows in the not-too-distant future.
Well, the pleasure's been all mine, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We continue our theme of Edmunds.com editors, and right now we bring forth to the microphones of Auto World Inside Line and Edmunds.com editor Ed Helwig. Ed, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Great. Doing great, Bob. Thanks.
Well, I'm an arrested adolescent. There's no question about it. I spent 10 years as both the radio host as well as a writer and blogger and a television person for Motor Trend. And one of my former bosses there, Kevin Smith, who went on to work at Edmunds for a while, he used to say, we're all arrested adolescents. And the stories we're going to talk about here in this half hour of the broadcast really fit into that vein. I just love these cars. Even at this age, I still fantasize about these cars. If I won the lottery, I would like to own the whole gamut. I'd love to own the Shelby GT500 for 2013. I'd love to own the Camaro ZL1, and I'd love to own an SRT8 Challenger. But let's begin with the hot one here for 2013. Ford really surprised lots of folks. I know they had been working on it for quite some time, but they have come up with what is now the world's most powerful production V8 engine automobile, 5.4 liters supercharged, more than 660 horsepower, and you guys at Edmunds.com are taking it on a road trip, a cross-country type road trip.
Yeah, it is definitely quite a car. I mean, you were definitely right when you say they surprised a lot of people with this, because, you know, the previous model was certainly no slouch in the power department, but they really took it a step a little bit farther than anyone really expected. You know, 662 horsepower out of a Mustang that you can still just go down to your dealer and buy is pretty impressive, because, like you said, most powerful production V8 of any car in the world, and that includes Ferraris and Lamborghinis and, you know, all the cars most people associate with that kind of extreme performance. So, you know, it's really a credit that Ford is still considering cars like this to be important enough to dedicate resources to, you know, get to those levels and really, you know, bring out stuff that gets enthusiasts still excited after, you know, all these years on the market. You know, the Mustang is still something that people can look forward to seeing what they come up with.
And it's amazing to me, too, the engineering that's gone into this vehicle, because not only have they upgraded the power plant going to a larger displacement 5.4 liter V8, but to a new supercharger, but they've also done extensive work in the area of braking, aerodynamics, and suspension. I have not had the pleasure of driving this 2013 variant. Most likely I'll never see it up here in the New England press pool, but I've been told by my colleagues that this vehicle that most people expect to be a beast is, in fact, not a beast.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, most of the people on our staff that have driven it have come away from, is the fact that as extreme as you might think this car is with that level of horsepower, it is still very drivable. And there is a couple things that they did that make it a little less drivable in some of them. One of them being it does have a claimed top speed of over 200 miles per hour, which is another kind of milestone that for a Mustang is just really, truly unbelievable.
But
to get that, it has very tall gearing, and more so than, say, even just a standard Mustang GT. So that's a little less drivability. But, I mean, that's sort of what you get into when you get into cars that have that kind of extreme performance. You're going to have to give up something somewhere, and that's one of the few areas where this Mustang might be slightly less drivable than, and I mean slightly, just really sort of nitpicking things that aren't perfect about it. But, you know, it's bound to happen. And, but I mean, it, in terms of suspension, yeah, it's has adjustable Bilstein dampers and it, you know, you can really pretty much drive it down the highway and not feel like you're in some sort of almost race car type vehicle. It is comfortable enough to where you could really drive it a long distance and not think twice about it.
Yeah, and you can get all the luxury accoutrements, including the glass roof if you want to, the sink system, and power everything. Where car seats are also part of the package, and some other cool things have been integrated into it. But we can't overlook the fact that Ford has escaped the gas guzzler tax with this vehicle, which I think is quite an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, that's something that most people wouldn't even think twice about, you know, not that many years ago. And now, you know, a lot of manufacturers are looking at their supercars and saying, can we get that kind of horsepower and still, you know, not only avoid the gas guzzler tax, but just give it reasonable mileage so that, you know, people who drive it don't feel like, I can't really go anywhere because I can only go 200 miles on a tank. It's, you know, it's really not even close to that. Not only the Mustang, but the Camaro and the Corvettes. And, you know, so a lot of these high horsepower cars most people think of as just pure gas guzzlers have pretty decent mileage given their level of performance. I mean, they're pretty respectable.
Absolutely. Having owned some, Mustangs in the 1980s, which, you know, I remember when the GT came back in 82, it had 157 horsepower, and when it got to over 200, that was big news. But, you know, we've come a long way from then. The Shelby GT500 also has launch control, which used to be just in the ultimate high-performance vehicles, the exotics, but they have brought it down to the mainstream, so to speak, and they also updated the instrument cluster to even include kind of a drag strip Christmas tree light effect, and that must be cool to experience that.
Yeah, they really have sort of stepped it up in the electronics form as well. And, you know, launch control is something that, like you said, has only been in sort of the really high-end cars. But, you know, with these levels of horsepower, you kind of need a little help to get that power to the ground. And these launch control systems are so good that anybody can take off, you know, like a pro. It's really great.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the GT500 cross-country trip and more super powerful cars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Rolling along the highway right here on Auto World. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find us every week at this very same time right here at GCNlive.com, on your favorite local radio station, and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My special guest is a man after my own heart, Inside Line and Edmunds.com, Ed Helwig. And we've been telling you about the 2013 Ford Shelby GT500 Mustang, the 200-mile-an-hour Mustang, the Mustang with the most powerful V8 engine in the world, currently residing under its hood, and the folks at Edmunds are taking it on a cross-country trip that you can monitor just by going to InsideLine.com. And what a journey that is starting out to be. Tell us a little bit about how has it been going so far, and who were the lucky folks that got this assignment? Ed, are you still with us? Well, we may have lost Ed. We'll have Matt check on that, and if that's the case, no problem. We'll get him back with us. That happens from time to time here when you're doing live radio. And we're going to continue to talk to Ed not only about this Shelby GT500 Mustang, but there's also a wonderful article up at InsideLine.com, which is a sister site to Edmunds.com, and it's all about the 100 most powerful cars of all time. John Perley Huffman put this together. And every car on the list makes at least 544 horsepower. And you'll be shocked when you read some of these vehicles here on the list, because a lot of them have been produced in recent years. And, you know, a lot of them are real exotic, super expensive cars. But there are a few on here that are not so expensive, and certainly there are a number on here that are going to become, without question, future collectibles. But we're focusing here on the most powerful Mustang produced to date, the Shelby GT500 for 2013, packing 663 horsepower. That is the official number for this new Mustang. And let me take a look here to see where it's ranked on the all-time list. It's going to be up there pretty significant when you stop and think about that Ford is producing this vehicle, and is basically outdoing a lot of the real high-end vehicles. It's the 26th most powerful vehicle of all time, 662 horsepower at 6,500 RPM, using a 5.8-liter double overhead cam, 32-valve V8. It is supercharged. It gets a larger version. The previous one for 2013 had a different power plant, 5.4 liters. They punched it out to 5.8. They've also upped the ante in the supercharger and intercooler department. It is now the most powerful production V8 on Earth, and this is from Ford, and the car can top 200 miles an hour. What's the price of entry on this vehicle? It's about $54,000. It's also available in convertible form as well. You won't get that 200 miles an hour top end, but not too many people are going to be dancing with that anyway. And there are a number of options that can easily push it into the low 60s. But, you know, hats off to Ford for, number one, producing this vehicle, and for, number two, keeping it, you know, under $60,000 in base form. It's still a ton of money. There's no question about that. But it's somewhat obtainable for the regular person out there in the marketplace. And certainly down the road, when these vehicles become used vehicles, even the more recent day Shelby GT500s with 550 horsepower are going to be absolutely wonderful used vehicles if you're lucky enough to get one and get one that isn't too beat up. So I can see these being highly sought after on the used market. So definitely check that out. We'll throw out a quick Mustang trivia question here for our folks around the nation at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. So this is the most powerful Mustang V8 of all time. What was the least powerful Mustang V8 of all time? When you go back in the approaching 50-year history of the Mustang, we're looking at 60 years for the Corvette, but actually around the bend, 2014 will be the 50th anniversary rather of the Mustang, and that's when they're going to introduce at the New York International Auto Show the upcoming next generation of the Mustang, which I understand is not going to be as significantly different power plant wise than what we've seen in recent years. We may see an eco-boosted V6 variant into the mix, but we'll still see a V8. We will see an independent rear suspension on the next generation of the Mustang. Stylistically, I think it's going to drift a little bit from this present generation, which was launched in 2005 and tweaked again for 2010 and tweaked again for 2012, 2013. We're going to see a little bit more futuristic design on the Mustang. Some rumors have it becoming a smaller vehicle than it presently is, but it's going to be hot. There's no question about it. And since the original Mustang, the 64.5, debuted at the New York International Auto Show, it's a given that this vehicle is going to make its world debut at the 2000 and most likely 13 rendition of the New York International Auto Show as a 2014 model in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Mustang. And come next January in Detroit, the Motor City, at the North American International Auto Show, we will see, at least in pre-production version, the 7th generation of the Corvette, or the 60th anniversary of the Corvette. They're actually celebrating that in 2013 with a special 427 version of the current generation C6, but the all-new one, much ballyhooed all-new one for 2000, and what will it be, 14, will actually, the 7th generation will see the light of day at the Detroit Auto Show come next January. And again, you know, after rumors of many things, including a perhaps high-end mid-engine design Corvette, perhaps going to a base V6 in the entry-level Corvette, Those rumors have kind of been put to rest. We're still going to see V8 power in the Corvette. The engine may be downsized to 5.5 liters from its present 6.2 liters, but expect power about in the same range. Also expect special edition models, so I expect fully that we'll see a ZR1, we'll also see a ZR6, and who knows, maybe other future renditions of the Mustang as well. But I would very much encourage everybody to check out this very cool article about the 100 most powerful vehicles of all time, and you can find out by visiting insideline.com, www.insideline.com. So let me just give you a couple of highlights from this list here. Let's see. Let's go to the high end of things, which is going to be the very expensive realm here. The most powerful vehicle of all time, according to this list, is a vehicle here from a very small boutique manufacturer. It's called the Ultimate Aero. It was produced in 2009. It's the SSC, which stands for Shelby Supercars. No, it isn't a anything related to Carroll Shelby, but it puts out from a 6.3 liter overhead valve, 16 valve V8 twin turbos, 1,287 horsepower. I know they've sold a ton of these in the Middle East. Hennessy, the aftermarket tuner, has also come up with a an incredible car, taking the structure of a Lotus Exige and dropping in a twin-turbo version of the Corvette ZR1 engine, 1,155 horsepower, theoretically having a top speed of 272 horsepower. Oh, also, I forgot to tell you, on the SSC Ultimate Aero from Shelby Supercars, 0 to 60 in 2.8, a theoretic top speed of 257. But as far as off-the-showroom floor vehicles, a tie between a couple of Bugatti Veyrons with 1,200 horsepower. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.